This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. Lots of talk across Texas right now about the growing threat posed by the Islamist terror group ISIS, or ISIL, if you will. By now, you've surely heard about the video showing the gruesome murder of American freelance journalist Jonathan Foley. The militant group said that the killing was in retaliation for recent U.S. airstrikes in Iraq. Well, now that the video has been authenticated by the FBI, the White House has pledged an intensification of airstrikes. And the defense secretary has warned Americans to, in his words, be prepared for everything. But wait a minute. Does being prepared for everything include ISIS threats to the U.S. homeland? Well, yesterday, Governor Rick Perry was speaking to an audience at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank there. And he was asked about the possibility of terrorists crossing into the U.S. through the Texas-Mexico border.
I think there's the obvious great concern that because of the condition of the border from the standpoint of it not being secure and us not knowing who is penetrating across, individuals from ISIS or other terrorist states could be, and I think that it's a very real possibility that they may have already used that.
So just how real is this threat? Joining us now, Scott Stewart. He is the Vice President of Tactical Analysis at Stratfor, which is a global intelligence firm based here in Austin, Texas. Now, I know that before you started work for Stratfor, you were involved in hundreds of terrorism investigations for the U.S. government. Along the way, did you ever encounter a situation where you had terrorists entering the United States illegally through permeable borders?
Well, absolutely, David. We've seen that happen a number of times historically in the United States. But the problem is it hasn't been from the southern border. It's actually been from the northern border.
When you say north, through Canada?
It actually makes sense if you look at demographics. There's parts of Toronto and other large cities, Quebec, for example, that have very large Muslim populations. Indeed, there are millions of Muslims in Canada who live within, a half-hour drive of the U.S. border. Now, I'm not trying to create panic. Obviously, only a very, very, very small percentage of them become radicalized. I mean, like our own, Muslim population here in the U.S., but because of that, large population, small percentage, it really poses more of a threat than Mexico, where there is virtually no Muslim population at all, and certainly, very, very few within driving distance of the U.S. border.
Now, I know that you have consulted on terrorism issues for the Texas Department of Public Safety in the past. What sort of terrorism issues do they have to deal with, if not issues along that border area?
Well, I mean, really going back to when I first started working with DPS when I left the government in 1998, one of the things that I was concerned with, frankly, was more of the homegrown threat. And we had seen several ties to jihadist groups basically stemming from radicalized Muslims who were living in Texas at various times. For example, one of the guys who traveled from Afghanistan, from the Al-Qaeda training camps, to the United States to attempt to build the bomb for the World Trade Center bombing. They actually entered in 1992. Now, he was arrested on his way through, but this guy, Ahmed Ajaj, he had lived in Texas, and actually he was very good friends with another Islamist, another jihadist who was later arrested in connection with the East Africa embassy bombing plots. So, we have this long history there, people who were radicalized but who lived in Texas and then have gone on, to conduct attacks abroad.
Well, let's get back to what Governor Perry was saying yesterday. You heard his remarks. He was speaking at the Heritage Foundation, and we all know that Governor Perry is running, or at least he appears to be mounting another campaign for the White House. He has not formally made any sort of announcement. Is this political posturing more than anything else, or is there a legitimate threat that U.S. officials need to start contemplating?
Well, I mean, certainly with anything regarding, gubernatorial statements, and especially a governor who's running for office, there's always a political aspect. But certainly, I mean, even domestic politics, there are a lot of, Texans who are concerned about the border. And certainly, just because of the nature of the border, you can never hermetically seal it off. If you look back through history, the Berlin Wall couldn't keep people from coming into West Berlin from East Berlin. you know, we've seen the Israelis have not been able to keep, you know, Palestinian terrorists out of Israel by building these huge walls mm-hmm. with sensors and everything. So you're always going to have some influx. And, you know, basically what we see happening in you know, the U.S. border right now is as we've increased border walls and border security in the West, it's shifting the migratory routes more and more towards the East. And so we've seen, you know, basically a decline in border crossings, you know, in California. We're seeing declines in Arizona, but we're seeing, you know, pretty big increases in the Rio Grande Valley. You know, they're just coming to places where it's easier.
Scott Stewart is the Vice President of Tactical Analysis at Stratfor, a global intelligence firm based here in Austin, Texas. Scott, thank you very much for taking time to speak with us.
Oh, it's great to be here, David.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.